This is Rick the Tist with an Edging Curse Erotic Hypnosis file. There is a post-hypnotic suggestion within this file, which will make you want to edge for a period of time that you decide in advance, and the suggestion can only be triggered by you. There is also a post-hypnotic suggestion in this file to want to listen to this file repeatedly in the future. Before the file begins, just a quick note to let you know that I've set up a Patreon account to help me distribute these files for free. One of the perks I offer to my supporters is a custom induction. So if you prefer a relaxation or confusion induction, or you even want future files with no induction at all, pop over to patreon.com/rickthetist and check it out. You should be in a comfortable position, and dressed or undressed, however, is most comfortable for you. If you're listening to this file and are in a situation where you can edge, there will be opportunities to do so in this file. If you're listening in a situation where you cannot edge, or you don't want to edge right now, that's fine too. You'll be able to imagine what that's like in your head. I'm going to tell you now that if this file stops playing for any reason, if you're no longer able to hear my voice, your mind will simply drift off to a nice and comfortable place, and within 2 minutes you will wake up feeling refreshed and remembering everything from your time listening to the file. This concludes the preparation instructions. If you need to take a moment to get yourself ready, go ahead and pause now. And if you're editing this file down to just the induction and trance and suggestion portion, this is the place to do that. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. You'll begin by getting very comfortable in whatever you're sitting or laying in right now, closing your eyes and just sinking down. Take a moment and just let everything go. Take some time for yourself and feel comfortable. Feel good. Just relax. That's it. You're doing perfect so far. Relaxing helps you feel comfortable, and the more comfortable you feel, the easier it will be to simply focus on the sound of my voice. You'll notice that hearing my voice helps you feel comfortable, relaxed, comfortable, feeling good, and just focusing on the sound of my voice. Imagine now that you're taking a walk through a forest. You can imagine a pleasurable and relaxed walk. It feels good to focus on that. You may be able to remember a time when you were walking through a forest, down a path, and how good it felt to be connected to the nature around you. You may be able to see the trees and bushes around you, the clear sky, the sun bathing a warm blanket in between the trees. You may be able to hear the birds and the animals and the pleasant sounds that they make, along with the gentle breeze blowing through the leaves. You may be able to sense the comfortable wind and how perfect the temperature is walking through this forest, getting just a tad bit cooler in the shade and a tad bit warmer in the sun. Feeling your feet walking on the solid ground below you and the wonderful, calm sensation from the nature that surrounds you. Continuing to walk through the forest, noticing the trees, and that the path you're walking on is easy to navigate, just small twists and turns, but you find it's easy to walk down this path, going further and further into the forest. As you continue deeper into the forest, you come to a small clearing, and you notice a path off to the side that you've never seen before. The path that you're walking on continues in front of you, but today, you decide to take this path off to the side that you haven't walked down before. As you turn and start walking, you immediately notice that this path is just as easy to walk down. This path is filled with the same beautiful trees, animal sounds, gentle breeze, and comfortable temperatures. Take a deep breath in right now. Slowly exhale as you imagine or sense how good it feels to be so comfortable and so relaxed, just walking further and further down the path. Very good. Take another deep breath in and slowly exhale as you feel very safe and very comfortable, just walking down the path and enjoying everything around you. As you walk further down the path, you start to hear the sound of rushing water. It's more than a bubbling creek or river. This is rushing water. The sound of the water is quite relaxing and peaceful to you. Around the next bend in the path, you come to a beautiful waterfall coming off a cliff into a pool below. You may be able to see the water flowing down from the top to the bottom, cascading over rocks as it falls down. You may be able to watch the water as it descends down, flowing so freely and continually, just going down further and further. You may be able to hear the water flowing down off the cliff and crashing into the pool below. It's such a pleasant sound. You may be able to sense the water falling down, coming over the cliff and dropping down, flowing over a rock, and then going down further and further until it descends deep into the pool below. You take a moment to observe the waterfall flowing down, descending from the cliff to the deep pool below. After a few minutes have passed, you decide to continue on the path in front of you. The path is comfortable and relaxing, noticing the comfortable temperature and how good it feels to walk from the shade into the sun, then back into the shade and out into the sun again. It's hard to remember a time when you felt more comfortable or pleasant. Going further and further down the path, you come across a tree off to the side of the path. There's a small clearing of grass underneath the tree, and you're drawn to laying down in the clearing. You lay on your back, looking up at the tree. The soft grass feels good on the backside of your body, and your head lays so comfortably into the ground below you. You take a moment to look up at the tree above you. It's a large tree, many branches, many, many leaves. And as the wind blows through the tree, you can see a few leaves falling off the tree. Pick a leaf and let your eyes focus. Watch the leaf fall closer and closer to the ground. The wind makes the leaf blow back and forth and back and forth, bouncing off branches, back and forth, and always going down, further and further, coming closer and closer to the ground. You feel so relaxed. You can imagine your own body floating, falling down very gently, feeling safe and feeling secure. It's very mesmerizing to just watch the leaves gently falling down and imagining your own body and mind falling deeper and deeper into a nice, comfortable, relaxing trance. After watching the leaves fall for a few minutes, it's time to get up and continue walking down the path. It feels like you've been walking for hours on a very flat path now. The path now starts to go down a hill. It's a gentle slope, and it's very easy for you to continue walking, but you can definitely feel the path going down further and further. You continue to descend, walking down this path, going further and further down. It's getting easier and easier to just go down further and further, sensing yourself going deeper and deeper with each and every step, feeling comfortable and feeling relaxed as it feels like you're going all the way down. The forest and the path and the sounds and the trees will just start to disappear now. It's easy to let everything go away. It's time to let your thoughts and imagination have all the room they need to explore. That's it. Just listen to my voice and let everything else go away. Wherever your mind goes from here on out is the exact right place for it to be, feeling relaxed, comfortable, and just listening to the sound of my voice. In just a moment, I will count from 5 down to 1, and as I do, you will get more and more comfortable, feel more and more relaxed. And in a moment, when I say the number 1, you will go down so much deeper than you are right now. All right, let's begin. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. As you continue to relax and listen to the sound of my voice, you will start to think about how good it feels to pleasure yourself. When you are feeling so good and you use your hands to make your body feel amazing, excited, and turned on. If you're in a place where it's okay to pleasure yourself right now and you want to pleasure yourself right now, you may even start to do it. If you're in a place where you just need to sit or lay still, or it feels better just to listen right now and keep your hands where they are, then you'll just do that. So many things happen to your body when you pleasure yourself. Your nerves send pleasurable sensations throughout your entire body. Your muscles react and move your body to feel as good as possible. Blood is pumping throughout your entire body and you feel so good. Your heart begins to race and your breath starts to get a little faster. Your nerves and your muscles and your heart and your breathing all work together to make your body feel so good, so very good when you're pleasuring yourself. Your mind is also very active when you're pleasuring yourself. As your body is feeling good, your mind is able to focus on desires and even intensify those desires. When you close your eyes while you're pleasuring yourself, your mind can create powerful images or experiences to enhance what your body is feeling. Your mind knows exactly how turned on you are and can send signals to your body to react. Think about how good it feels when you can pleasure yourself and just let your mind race off wherever it wants. Sometimes it taps into familiar desires and dreams, and sometimes it goes into fantasies that you've never thought of before. It just feels so good to let the mind go wherever it wants to go, and that's exactly what you're doing right now. You will not orgasm yet, but think about what happens when you do orgasm. As you please yourself, you get closer and closer to orgasm. Your body and your mind work together to get you off. Your muscles, your nerves, your racing heart, your breathing work with the fantasies and desires that are racing through your mind to deliver an amazing and incredible orgasm that takes over your entire body. It feels so good to have that full body experience. Simply amazing. While you're listening to my voice right now and pleasuring yourself, or imagining pleasuring yourself, you know that orgasm is not the goal right now. You're listening to this file so you know that your mind does not want to orgasm right now. Your body does, and your mind does not. As you get closer and closer to orgasm, your entire body wants that release so bad. It wants that climax. It wants the full body pleasurable sensation. Your mind, however, does not want to orgasm right now. Your mind actually wants to deny your body that release, at least for this moment. Your body and your mind are working separately right now. The body wants the release. The mind wants to deny it. You already know that the mind is stronger than the body. You already know that no matter how bad your body wants that release, if the mind wants to deny it, you'll just have to deal with the frustration of that denial. You are listening to my voice right now because you want your mind to become even more powerful. You want to lose control for a defined period of time over your orgasm. No matter how bad your body wants it, your mind wants the pleasure and frustration of getting very, very close and then experiencing the denial. Your mind wants to do this over and over and over and over. Now it's time to give your mind the tool that it needs to get so much more powerful. So much more powerful to deny your body the release that it craves so very badly. The curse that you are about to teach your mind has a very defined and limited purpose. The curse will allow your mind to pull your hand away from pleasuring yourself just before you reach orgasm. No matter how bad your muscles and nerves want to keep your hand going to achieve orgasm, this curse will empower your mind to pull your hand away just before you climax to orgasm. This curse will only work if you've defined how long you want the curse to last. Maybe it's just for 5 minutes, maybe it's for 2 hours. Whenever your mind uses this tool to deny orgasm, it will only be effective for the time you define. Finally, this curse can only be triggered by you and only you when you say, "I want to edge 3 times in a row." So now that you know that this curse can only be triggered by you, only when you want to edge, only when you have defined a time for how long the curse will work, and only after you say, "I want to edge 3 times in a row." Okay, now it's time to give the curse a try. You know you want to. So you will now do it. If you're in a place where you can't edge or you don't want to right now, you'll simply visualize and sense what it feels like. If you feel ready to trigger the curse, to find 10 minutes for this curse to be effective right now by repeating after me, either out loud or to yourself. I want to edge for 10 minutes. Okay, now repeat after me again, either out loud or to yourself. I want to edge, I want to edge, I want to edge. Very good. Begin to pleasure yourself or imagining pleasuring yourself until you are about to orgasm. You know that this will happen at your own pace. It may happen right away or it may take a while to get there. Either way, you know your hands are going to go away and stop pleasuring yourself just before you orgasm. Just continue to focus on the sound of my voice, knowing that your body wants to orgasm. Your body wants this very badly, but your mind won't let it. You know this curse will make you stop before you orgasm. Once you stop, you know your mind will tell you when it's time to start pleasuring yourself again. As you start to pleasure yourself again, your mind already knows that it will stop right before you orgasm. You have probably already figured out that the curse intensifies, and the sensation you feel when you stop pleasuring yourself before orgasming gets stronger and stronger each and every time you do this. As you continue to focus on the sound of my voice, you know that you won't be able to orgasm for as long as the curse is active. You will get closer and closer, but will always pull off each and every time before you orgasm. Each and every time you try, your body wants to orgasm. Each and every time your heart and your muscles and your nerves will let you get much closer, and each and every time your body thinks this is the time that it will get to release, this is the time that it will orgasm. Okay, now it's time to stop and rest and relax. Let your hands and your bodies relax. Let your heartbeat come down just a bit. Let yourself relax and feel comfortable again. You already know that even if you wanted to orgasm right now, you are powerless to do so, because you defined the curse for 10 minutes, and 10 minutes has not passed yet. Your mind will prevent the orgasm each and every time. This means more edging for you, beginning right now. That's it. It's time to pleasure yourself, or imagine pleasuring yourself. The more you edge, the hornier you will get. As you get hornier and hornier, you'll be able to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more and more. The more you edge, the hornier you get. And as you get more horny, you'll get closer and closer to orgasm. As you continue to edge more and more, you get hornier, hornier. You want to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to that orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more. And as you edge more and more, you get hornier and hornier, knowing that you get closer and closer to orgasm every time, and the closer you get, the more you want to edge. As you edge more and more, you get more horny. Being more horny makes you want to get closer to orgasming. And every time you get very close to orgasm, your mind simply wants to edge some more. The more you edge, the hornier you will get. As you get hornier and hornier, you'll be able to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more and more. The more you edge, the hornier you get. And as you get more horny, you'll get closer and closer to orgasm. As you continue to edge more and more, you get hornier, hornier. You want to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to that orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more. And as you edge more and more, you get hornier and hornier, knowing that you get closer and closer to orgasm every time, and the closer you get, the more you want to edge. As you edge more and more, you get more horny. Being more horny makes you want to get closer to orgasming. And every time you get very close to orgasm, your mind simply wants to edge some more. You'll now reinforce this curse and how to trigger it as you continue to edge. You know that this curse will allow your mind to pull your hand away from pleasuring yourself just before you reach orgasm. As you get horny, you know the curse will be effective only when you've defined a period of time for it to last, and you know the curse can only be triggered by you.
Close to orgasm, your mind,
you know how to trigger the curse by saying, I want to edge 3 times. You can always say this out loud or to yourself. The more you edge, the hornier you get.
As you
get more and more horny, you want to get closer and closer to that orgasm. As you get very close to that orgasm, you have a strong desire to edge so much more. The more you edge, the hornier you get, and the more close you want to get to that orgasm. Every time you get close to that orgasm, all your mind wants to do is edge some more as you get hornier and hornier and closer to that orgasm, which helps you edge so much more.
Being more horny.
As you continue to edge, you simply get hornier and hornier, wanting to get closer to that orgasm, wanting to edge some more, wanting to be more horny, getting closer to that orgasm, which makes you want to edge even more. Just continue to focus on the sound of my voice, knowing that your body wants to orgasm. Your body wants this very badly, but your mind won't let it. You know this curse will make you stop before you orgasm. Once you stop, you know your mind will tell you when it's time to start pleasuring yourself again.
You want to get closer.
As you start to pleasure yourself again, your mind already knows that it will stop right before you orgasm. You have probably already figured out that the curse intensifies, and the sensation you feel when you stop pleasuring yourself before orgasming gets stronger and stronger each and every time you do this. As you continue to focus on the sound of my voice, you know that you won't be able to orgasm for as long as the curse is active. You will get closer and closer, but will always pull off each and every time before you orgasm. Each and every time you try, your body wants to orgasm. Each and every time your heart and your muscles and your nerves will let you get much closer, and each and every time your body thinks this is the time that it will get to release, this is the time that it will orgasm. Okay, now it's time to stop and rest and relax. Let your hands and your bodies relax. Let your heartbeat come down just a bit. Let yourself relax and feel comfortable again. You already know that even if you wanted to orgasm right now, you are powerless to do so because you defined the curse for 10 minutes and 10 minutes has not passed yet. Your mind will prevent the orgasm each and every time. This means more edging for you beginning right now. That's it. It's time to pleasure yourself or imagine pleasuring yourself. The more you edge, the hornier you will get. As you get hornier and hornier, you'll be able to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more and more. The more you edge, the hornier you get. And as you get more horny, you'll get closer and closer to orgasm. As you continue to edge more and more, you get hornier. Hornier, you want to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to that orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more. And as you edge more and more, you get hornier and hornier, knowing that you get closer and closer to orgasm every time. And the closer you get, the more you want to edge. As you edge more and more, you get more horny. Being more horny makes you want to get closer to orgasm. And every time you get very close to orgasm, your mind simply wants to edge some more. The more you edge, the hornier you will get. As you get hornier and hornier, you'll be able to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more and more. The more you edge, the hornier you get. And as you get more horny, you'll get closer and closer to orgasm. As you continue to edge more and more, you get hornier. Hornier. You want to get closer and closer to orgasm. Every time you get close to that orgasm, your mind wants you to edge some more. And as you edge more and more, you get hornier and hornier, knowing that you get closer and closer to orgasm every time. And the closer you get, the more you want to edge. As you edge more and more, you get more horny. Being more horny makes you want to get closer to orgasming. And every time you get very close to orgasm, your mind simply wants to edge some more. All right, 10 minutes has now passed and the curse has expired. Your mind could let you orgasm right now, but instead you will re-trigger it for 5 more minutes. If you feel ready to re-trigger the curse, define 5 minutes for this curse to be effective right now by repeating after me, either out loud or to yourself, "I want to edge for 5 minutes." Okay, now repeat after me, again, either out loud or to yourself, "I want to edge, I want to edge, I want to edge." Very good. Now resume pleasuring yourself, or imagining pleasuring yourself, until you are about to orgasm. You remember that this will happen at your own pace. It may happen right away, or it may take a long time to get close to that orgasm. Either way, you know your hands are going to go away and stop pleasuring yourself just before you orgasm. As you continue to edge, imagine now your favorite porn star has just walked in the room and has caught you edging. They ask what you're doing, and you explain that you're cursed to edge, and that you automatically stop pleasuring yourself right before you're about to orgasm each and every time. You can see them smiling at you, really enjoying watching you struggle. They're having a great time watching you get more and more frustrated, and more aroused every single time. They know that the more you edge, the hornier you get. And as you get more horny, you just want to get closer and closer to that orgasm. And the closer to that orgasm you get, you want to edge some more. Edging makes you horny, and being horny makes you want to get so close to that orgasm. You know that when you get close to orgasming, your mind simply wants to edge more and more. And the more you edge, the hornier you get. As you get more and more horny, you want to get closer and closer to that orgasm. Getting close to that orgasm, edging, wanting to edge more, and being horny, getting hornier, so close to getting closer and closer to that orgasm, wanting to edge some more, getting hornier, getting closer and closer, wanting to edge more and more, getting hornier, edging hornier, getting closer and closer, wanting to edge some more, feeling so horny and getting so damn close to that orgasm.
Edging makes you horny.
You know that when you get close to orgasm, so close to that, your mind simply wants to edge more.
Edging makes you horny
and more, and the more you edge, the more you want to get so close to that orgasm.
You want to get closer.
Edging makes you horny to that orgasm,
and being horny makes you want to get so close to that orgasm,
wanting to edge more.
Getting
edging
hornier,
makes you horny,
getting closer
and horny closer
makes you want to get so close to that
wanting
orgasm.
To edge some more, getting hornier, getting closer,
edging makes you horny,
closer,
and
being
to edge
horny
more,
makes you want to get so close to that orgasm.
And hornier, getting closer,
edging
and closer,
makes you horny,
to edge
and being
more,
horny makes you want
so
to get so close to that
so
orgasm.
Close to that orgasm.
Edging know that when you get close to
and
orgasm,
being horny makes you
want to get so close to that orgasm.
And more, and the more
edging
you
edge, makes you horny, and being horny makes you want to get so close to that orgasm,
and closer to that orgasm.
Edging makes you horny,
and
being horny makes you want to get so close to that orgasm.
Getting hornier.
Edging makes you horny, and being horny makes you want to get so close to that orgasm.
Getting closer.
Edging makes you horny, and being horny makes you want to get so close to that orgasm.
Getting closer and
edging
closer,
makes you horny, and being
more,
horny makes you want
to
get so close to that orgasm.
Close to that orgasm.
All right, now that 5 minutes has passed, it's time to stop. Relax your body, relax your hands, relax your mind. The curse has ended, and it's time to clear your mind again. Let everything go. Just focus on relaxing. Focus on feeling comfortable. And focus on listening to the sound of my voice. The ability to trigger this curse is now planted inside of you. You remember that only you can trigger this curse, and only when you want to edge. You know that the curse only works for a defined period of time. I'm telling you now that this curse will get stronger and stronger each and every time you trigger it. This curse will get more and more effective each and every time you listen to this file. You enjoy edging and the frustration that comes along with it. You enjoy it so much that it turns you on. You are designed to repeat activities that turn you on. Listening to this file strengthens the curse to edge. You enjoy edging and you already know that that turns you on. Therefore, you will desire to listen to this file again and again. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5.
As I do, your body and your mind will become more and more awake at a pace that is comfortable for you, such that by the time I get to the number 5, your body will feel awake and refreshed. In a moment, when you are fully awake, you will remember everything that happened while in trance today. You will know how to trigger your edging curse, and you will desire to listen to this file again in the future. Any other suggestions you heard in this file will simply float away and end as you wake up. Okay, let's begin. 1, letting your body wake up at a pace that's comfortable for you. 2, becoming more and more awake. 3, muscles starting to stretch a little bit. 4, even more awake. And 5, eyes open, feeling awake, feeling good, and feeling refreshed. Hi, I hope you enjoyed this file and your edging today. I hope you have fun using this curse that you now have as well. I'd love your feedback on this file. You can contact me at rickthetist@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter or Tumblr at rickthetist, and visit my website at rickthetist.wordpress.com. If you would like a short file to remove this curse, simply contact me at any one of these points of contact, and I will happily provide you with the file.